are a container carrying content, going to continent. But the question is this: what are the contents in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
The word of God is a fire in your bones. Join Pidane Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living City Church, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's Word. Stay blessed.
Just pray the Holy Ghost. Father, Lord, I pray for everybody in church this afternoon that you will touch us with your power. That you will touch us with your grace. That you will touch us with your fire. So this afternoon we have come to this point, breaking free from addictions, using pornography and masturbation as a serious case study. And let me announce to you that you came. Addiction is destroyed. Why? The atmosphere in this place is called fire atmosphere. And it can consume anything. So I'm doing a teaching. I want you to really sit down and study. Because we're going to be studying many scriptures together. And I trust God to help us with this short term. So I'm going to start like this. What is an addiction? What is an addiction? Anybody willing to share with me what is an addiction? Anybody want to try? What is an addiction? Anybody willing to try? Something you can do without. Okay. Something you can do without. Any other person? Something you can't do without. Okay. Any other person willing to give me one definition? Something you are obsessed with. Okay, I like that word obsession. Something you are obsessed with. Any other person? One more person. Huh? Ability. Habit you can't do without. Okay. How many of you have been addicted to anything before? You have been addicted to anything? Don't be shy. We are here. My wife, what are you addicted to? To me. Eh? Telemundo. Has the Lord delivered you? God used me, right? Glory to God. Any other person? You can. Anybody addicted to internet, Facebook, and Instagram? Esther. Okay. Anybody addicted to rice? Rice and dodo. Anybody addicted to prayer? Addicted to prayer. That is the real addiction. May you be addicted. May you not recover. May you not be able to come out. So what is an addiction? An addiction is a strong and harmful need to regularly have something or do something. It's a strong and harmful need to regularly have something or do something. But when it comes to prayer, it's not harmful. You can be addicted to prayer. That one is not harmful. Praise God. Also, a persistent compulsive use of a substance. A persistent compulsive. Remember, the word is, it is persistent and it is what? Compulsive use of a substance. Let me take one more. A compulsive need and use of a habit forming substance. I will come again. A compulsive need and use of a compulsive habit of a compulsive need and use of a habit forming substance. A compulsive need and use of a habit forming substance. A compulsive need and use of what? A habit forming substance. So what is an habit? What's an habit? If addiction is a compulsive need and use of a habit forming substance, so we can define habit as a usual way of behaving. A usual way of behaving. Or something that a person often does in regular and repeated way. A usual way of behaving. Or something that somebody does in a regular and repeated way. Hear me. If it is not repeated, it's not an habit. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor. If it is not repeated, it's not an habit. Can I ask a question? How many days does it take to form an habit? How many days does it take to form an habit? 21 days, thank you. If you can do something for 21 days, it becomes an habit for life. So if we have declared this thing, so we have some form of addictions I'm dealing with today. We have one we call pornography, we have one we call masturbation, and several other ones, but I want to really deal with these two, because these two is really eating up young people. So can somebody tell me what pornography is? What is pornography? What is pornography? Everybody is not willing to talk about sex in church, Abby. I am here to tell you about sex. And I'm not talking about sex in love. Sex in practice. I'm talking about sex in watching. Sex in thinking. What is pornography? All of you are baby too spiritual. And we are now saying, anybody willing to tell us about pornography? Anybody? Eh? Explicit content. Okay. Any other person? Sex in movies. Sex in movies is pornography. Eh? That's it. Is people very sure? That's it. Not some of us can be sure in Odo. What is pornography? You know it, but you don't know how to define it. Am I correct? So, let's define. Pornography is the portrayal of a sexual subject matter for sexual arousal. Pornography is the portrayal of sexual subject matter for sexual arousal. It's the portrayal of a sexual subject matter for sexual arousal. And guess what? It can include movies. It can include pictures. It can include sounds. Sound. There are some sounds you hear. It sends a message down. Abi, it can include movies. It can include sounds. It can include pictures. It can include books. It can include conversation, call, chat, animations. May God save us. May God save your children. So what am I saying? It can even be pictures, live pictures. Pornography can be live pictures. A lady can just torment you, give you free movie. Have you seen free movie before? Anybody free movie? She goes there. You have seen one? The Lord will baptize your heart. Hallelujah. It can even, okay, let's leave that. What about masturbation? What is masturbation? Anybody? If you have masturbated before, raise up your hand. Some people are shy. I've masturbated for 3 good years. 3. I am anointed demonically. Demonic anointed to masturbate. Devil anointed me very well. Those days. Anybody who has masturbated here before? They won't want to say yes. Have you? Uh-huh. So what is masturbation? It's just to do it, have you? Ability to satisfy your sexual desire. Okay, I like that. On your own. Okay. Upstairs. Self-sex.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Self-sex. Any other person? One more person. Masturbation. Simulation of sexual organ. Okay, I like that. So let me define according to dictionary. It is an erotic stimulation, especially of one's own genital organ, commonly resulting in an orgasm. And achieved either by manual or by bodily contact with instrument of manipulation. I will define it again. It is an erotic sexual stimulation of one's genital organ, commonly resulting in orgasm. And this is achieved manually by oneself or by bodily contact with instruments of manipulation, such as what do you call it? Let's hear from one.
Dildo.
Okay, dildo. Vibrator. Which one again? Sex toy. Vaseline. Hallelujah. I want to drop this book so that I can really talk to the church. Understand what is masturbation? We understand what is pornography. Now let's continue. Next question: is it a sin? Is it a sin? Are you sure it's a sin? How are you sure? How are you sure it's a sin? Is it a sin before marriage? But you can do it in marriage. Okay. Anybody is here, sin? But is this sin? Do you think pornography is a sin? You think or you are sure? You are sure. Can husband and wife masturbate? Can they watch pornography together to help themselves? Someone said yes, sir. You said yes, sir. Who said yes, sir? Who said yes, sir? That husband and wife can decide to go and watch Hulu film to help themselves to perform.
Okay.
Are you saying yes, sir? Basically, the advice that you can use sexual in marriage setting, you can enhance your sexual. Okay. Okay, medically. Anybody? What do you feel, man? Medically, we can. Huh? You think it's right? Okay, now let's start. Is it a sin or not? So what is a sin? What is a sin? We need to understand what is sin before we say whether it's sin or not. What is sin? Simple instruction being neglected. Okay. If I got those things, not just giving me rice. Satan and the neighbor. Were you there when Satan was giving the number? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is there a sin? Okay. The Greek word for sin is amatia. Amatia. H-A-M-A-T-I-A. The Greek word for sin is amatia. H-A-M-A-T-I-A. What is the meaning of amatia? Amatia in the Greek word means to miss the mark. To miss the mark. How do you miss the mark? There is a mark somewhere and you miss the mark. The disobedience. And don't forget, all unrighteousness. All righteousness is what? Is a sin. So what is that? What is righteousness? What is righteousness? Righteousness is having right standing with God. So anything that doesn't make you have right standing with God is what? So when you are masturbating, are you having right standing with God? Can you do it? Answer me. When you are watching for the deep leprados. Deep. Okay, what's the woman? Deep. Oh. Can you do it? After masturbation, anything that doesn't, what is right standing? Anything that doesn't give you confidence to face God is a sin. After masturbation, can you say, Father, I thank you. Thank you for this good masturbation. Oh, this sperm came out so strong. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you do that? Pastor is too low, Abby. How's your brother? After pornography, I say, Father, Lord, thank you. He banked her very well. Glory to you. Oh, God, I give you praise. Oh, thank you. Can you do it? Why? You don't, after those things, you don't have a right standing. So, it is unrighteousness. Somebody say unrighteousness. So, let me ask you again, what is righteousness? Right standing with God. What is unrighteousness? Somebody say wrong standing with God. It means you don't have a right standing with God. So anything that doesn't give you a right standing is what? Is what? Anything that doesn't give you right standing is what? So let me ask. If you lie, do you have right standing? So hear this. What is sin in simple terms? Disobedience. You know I said I'm actually meaning. It means missing man to wander away from the law of God. It also means to wander away from the law of God. What is the law of God saying? The law of God has said something to move away from that law is obscene. To wander away from the law of God. So, remember we started by defining pornography and masturbation. We enter to the fact that these are addictions. And we said, is it a sin? Have we agreed that it's a sin? Do we all agree it's a sin? Now the question is, how does sin operate? How does sin operate? How does sin operate? So can we start the Bible study? 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. 1 John chapter 2 verse 16. Can we get this scripture on the screen? Is it possible? 1 John 2:16. If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, wait for me. You are too slow. 1 John is after Jude, after James, before 3rd John, before 2nd John. Have you seen it? 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. If you are there, come together. I want to go. For all that in the world, number one, lust of what? Number two, number three. So sin is divided into how many departments? What's number one? Number two, number three. Any sin you will commit in this world is under these three departments. We have the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. In understanding sin, we need to understand the nature of sin. So now, for us to understand it, we need to understand what is lust. What is lust? The Greek word for lust is called epithemia. 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 The Greek word for lust is called epithemia. And what is epithemia? Epithemia means desire, cravings, longing for what is forbidden. Desire, craving and longing for what is what? This epithemia means what? Desire, craving, and longing for what is forbidden. So, can we read this thing again? Wait, in the epithemia language now. Read it. Wait, for all that is in the world is what? Desire, craving, longing for the flesh. For what is forbidden in the flesh? Can we go here? And desire, craving, longing for what is forbidden of the heart and pride of life. Are we having understanding? Am I too fast? Remember, we are trying to study how does sin operate. We said, let us first by checking by what us first do by checking the department of sin. Now, for us to understand the issue of masturbation and fornication, let us go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Let's start from verse 15 to 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15 to 18. Church, if you are here, say praise God. Can we take a to go? Know ye not that your what? That your what? Where is your body? Okay. A what? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an anathema? What do you see here? Next verse. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an anathema is one body? For two said shall he, for two said he shall be one. Next verse. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Next verse. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without. I can't hear you. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his own. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. Meaning life is without the body. The sin against your body is what? Fornication means sexual sin. Fornication means what? Sexual sin. Now let's start. Pornography is what kind of sin? Answer me. Masturbation is what kind of sin? Is a sin against what? Are you still with me? Is a sin against what? Now, show me the next verse. Verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of what? Meaning, anytime I am masturbating, what am I doing? Holy Ghost, let's do it. Anytime you watch pornography, Holy Ghost, let's watch. Why? My body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You get your understanding. I'm going somewhere, but we need to go to a school. Let me stop here. Anybody have any question? Let me pause for a while. You have any question before I continue? Or anything you are not clear about? Do you understand up to this level? Everybody, do you understand? Remember, we are saying how does sin operate? So, we first of all check the lust of the flesh. And we said that is desire, cravings, and longing of the flesh. Now we are saying, let us check. What about the flesh? What about the flesh? If a sin is called lust of the flesh, what about the flesh? Let's check the flesh. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 17. Church,
blessed together. I want to go. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things ye would. Next verse. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. Next verse. Now, the works of flesh are manifest. Do you have amplified version? Do you have amplified version? You don't have. What are the works of the flesh? The word manifest here means are evident. The works. Oh God. Praise God. Let me come back. What? How many categories of sin do we have? Number one. Number two. Number three. Now, pornography and masturbation are what kind of sin? Sexual sin. Sexual sin is against the body. And the body is under what? Flesh. Are we okay? So now, the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are number one? Number two. Anybody with amplified version? Okay, come. Can you read what you have in your Bible? Everybody listen to this one.
Now the works, now the doing, practices of the flesh are clear.
Can you hear? Now the doings, practices, and what? Of the flesh are clear. Look at them. Number one.
They are immorality.
Immorality. What this place called fornication, adultery, is what? Immorality. Immorality is against what?
Impurity.
Impurity. Then?
Indecency.
Indecency. Let me stop here. Show me that verse 19 from here. There is a part of it that is talking about lasciviousness. What is lasciviousness? Excessive desire for sexual craving. Uncontrolled appetite for sexual things. Lasciviousness. Uncontrolled appetite for sexual things. E.g. pornography. E.g. masturbation. Uncontrolled appetite. And these are what? The works of what? And remember, lust of the flesh. What is flesh? The Greek word for flesh is called sarx. S-A-R-X. Sarx. What is sarx? Animal nature of man. The depraved nature. The animalistic nature of man. The depraved nature of man. Sarx. S-A-R-X. The depraved nature of man. The animalistic nature of man. Now, why do we masturbate? Why do we do this thing? Why? I will explain. How come we are addicted? Addicted is first spiritual. Addiction is first spiritual before natural. How are we addicted? Why? Sin coming like a king. What does king do? What does king do? King do what? King reigns. So king, sin, comes in like a king and reign. So when the sin is reigning, you are addicted. Pastor, how? Show me Romans chapter 8 verse 16. Show me Romans chapter 8 verse 16. Romans chapter 6. We're going to start it from verse 12. Church, read, want to go. What is the sin doing? Who is the person that reigns? Who reigns? Who reigns? It is kings that reign. Am I correct? So, If sin is reigning, who is king? Who is sin? Can you see why you are addicted? Sin is a king. You are addicted because sin has become a king. And if the sin is a king, then you are not having control. Pastor, out of sin operates. James chapter 1. Let's go to verse 13. See, we have to do many Bible studies so we can understand where we are going. James chapter 1. Let's start from verse 13. Let no one say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted any man. Go to verse 14. Church, let's see, want to go. I can't hear you. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away by his what? What are the categories of sin? Number one, number two, number three. I told you, sin is a king. How does sin operate? Sin don't start with sin. Sin starts with lust. So lust is the primary school of sin. The school called sin, lust is primary school. So the way Satan enters is by lust. And what is lust? Epithemia, desire, craving, and what? Longing. So he's thrown away by his own lust, and he started with lust, then he gets enticed. Next verse. Then let's read. When sin has conceived, follow you. Kiloma said, he will bring forth. When sin is conceived, when lust, epithemia, is conceived, he brings forth amatia. Then, when sin is finished, he brings forth. Why death? Genesis 2:16. If you eat this food, you shall die. So God declared the end from the beginning. If you eat this fruit, you shall die. He told them in the garden, to eat the fruit is to die. Genesis 2:17. So if you eat this fruit, you shall die. But how will they die? Is that from what? What's number one thing? Lost. To what? To what? What did Satan do to you? He made that like the garden, the fruit. After liking, what happened? Remember, desire, craving, longing. What is the next thing? Blocking, sin, eating. What's the next thing? So how does it happen to you? It starts with lust. Come. Your body is doing this. Your body is doing this. When your body starts doing this, and you are like, oh God. What happened next? Sin when lust when conceived. What? The next thing, you look for Vaseline. Let's do this thing. It leads to sin. Then you are spiritually dead. You are not dead physically, but it starts with. How did it start? Did you just masturbate initially? What did it start from? Lust. And that lust grew to sin. And that sin grew to death. I have masturbated several times. How did that start masturbation? Wait, let me ask. Are you understanding this study? Are you getting blessed? What are the causes of masturbation and other addictions? Number one, it's called peer pressure. Number one, peer pressure. Causes, peer pressure. And I will explain peer pressure. I went to a boarding school, and in my school, I was in Red House. And in Red House, there are three bunks joined together. It's called masturbation spot. So my mate will go there, there is ready-made vaccine on that bed. So they will go there. Our room is always smelly. You know the way it smells. Smell. I will go there. All my roommates, not all of them, some of them. I cannot mention their names because they are watching us everywhere. Some of them are now pastors. God bless you. In that room, I'm everywhere. Me, one day, I wanted to practice it, but I wasn't yet matured. Matured means, I now called my school son, come to the bed. That thing they are doing, let's try it our way. Oh, yeah, begin to do it for me. The guy, try, nothing come out. I say, I'm not feeling like it's a lie. You see, I'm not developed. But I was under pressure to do what they are doing. So I left school. I became a Christian. And one day, I was in my room. And suddenly I remembered the house. I remember the bones. I remember what they are doing. And I went to my room. I carried Vaseline. As I was doing it, the thing was hitting me. Ah, yay. Ah, ah, ah. Hey, what do you buy? I can't deceive you. It's sweet. The next morning, I continued. The next morning, I continued. Because I was enjoying it. So as I was enjoying it, it became an habit. Until I couldn't stop again. How did this start? Red House. And during Red House time, I was unable to produce. After like 2 or 3 years in Red House, the picture was still there. Watch what you watch. The picture sticks. The picture what? Sticks. The picture stays in your mind. That was how I continued. I started masturbation. And that masturbation journey took me 3 years. At the level I became so anointed. Meaning I don't need hands. I can imagine you touching it and things coming out. The worst one. I was coming from a beach. And myself and one of the that guest, she called me yesterday. She's now my daughter in the Lord. She's now a serious Christian. So when you're talking after VG, went to area VG, I was the youth president. We stood at the junction and I was masturbating in front of her and she was not aware. I was that terrible. Where did this start from? Red House. It was I when there was no vaccine, I applied anointing oil. I went to look for anointing oil when there was no vaccine. What are the grease? After a time, I don't need oil. My hand is enough oil. And one day I went to the bathroom to bath. I discovered soap is good. Do you know what? Devil will keep teaching you. Why? Sin is a king and sin reigns. And remember, when the king reigns over a land, the king spread his tentacles. You come to camp for convention, you will look for a corner. You don't know holy land, though. You don't know holy land. How did I enter pornography? I wanted to satisfy that sexual curiosity. So I started. I started with one movie. I just saw the sexual scene in the movie. I go and forward it. But how did I start? I went to go and do holiday with my cousins. They now went to go and watch pornography. They asked me to follow them. After that time, nothing was produced. So they were releasing as they are watching me. I could not release. I said, me a wo. But the picture sticked. So the day I became matured, I now went to go and look for my own pornography. And I started watching. Meanwhile, maybe my friends who led me have changed. Are you with me? That was how I started pornography. So every night, I will watch pornography and I will masturbate. Every night. It became so terrible that if I'm reading Bible, if I see and the lady came, it became so terrible that even in the scripture, my body will be standing. If they are talking about and Solomon went into a was that terrible. Why? Because sin reigns. It started from lust, it grew to sin. I mean, if I'm reading Bible and I see, and the lady went, I was addicted. A choir is singing on the altar, Babang Berani. Everybody is lifting up only hands. I'm putting money in my pocket to do angry, so that nobody will know something is rising. It's not only the sun that rises in the morning, something is rising. Am I too raw?
Okay.
And a sister is ministering. My body is shaking. Why? My body has been programmed to respond to anything opposite sex. Remember, it started small. So my body automatically responds to anything. Hey, you can't beat me. Hey, why? How are you? As you are shaking me, my body is standing up. Why? Anything opposite sex triggers me, including female goats. It was worse that if I see animals mating, my body will rise. I'm this your pastor. Is still this your pastor? You see two dogs mating, you are looking for another, your own dog. Those experiences are horrible. And many people are like that here. Don't pretend. You know you need help. Why can I help you? I've been through what you are doing, what you are passing through. I've been there. I've been there. We go online, check pornographic sites. Sometimes they won't send you the video. They will say, put your email. I say yes. They're always going there. Put your email. You will put your email. They won't put anything there. Until you are spent 2 hours looking for pornography. And guess what? The pornographic industry is worth $13 billion. Is it 13 or $30 billion? It's richer than all the 10 highest tech companies in the world. Google, Amazon, Netflix, Microsoft, all of them combined together. Pornography industry is richer than them. How many people watch pornography every day? And see, 98% Christian brother masturbates. 98%. Some of the lies of the devil is that since you can't fornicate, do it. It's a lie of the devil. Remember, unrighteousness. I know you don't like my story. What do you want to hear? Pastor, how do I come out? Abby, that's what you want to hear. Number one, how do I come on? Name it and be sincere with it. Give it the name. Call it what it is. Name it. I am masturbating. I am into pornography. Name it and be sincere with it. That is the first step of coming out. Name it and be sincere. Proverbs 28:13. If that covenant is sin, shall not prosper. Proverbs 28:13. If that covenant is sin, shall not prosper. So all you have to do, name it. Give it the exact name. Be sincere with yourself. Be sincere with yourself. I am masturbating. I am having a problem. I need help. Need help. God does say, I am passing through some things. You are not passing through some things, you are masturbating. Do you know what? Anytime you change the name of your problem, it makes you feel there's no problem. Anytime you change the name of a problem, what happens? It makes you feel, say, I just have some weaknesses. Once your weakness is skinny, masturbation. Pornography. Don't say, I have some weaknesses. No. You know, what do you have? I am a chronic masturbator. I am a chronic addict to pornography. Call me by name. Number two, how do I come out to be tired? Genuinely tired. Until you are genuinely tired, you can't come out. Until you are genuinely tired of it, you can't come out. Until you are genuinely tired, you can't come out of it. Hear me. I was tired. At a point, I hated to see sin. I have seen it. I became tired. I was genuinely tired. I hated it with passion. Until you come to the level that you hate it, you can't come out of it. Don't say, Pastor, I'm tired of pornography. I ask him, are you enjoying it? Yes, it's sweet, Pastor. I say, oh, you can't come out. I receive many calls every day, Pastor, pornography, help me. I say, you can't come out. Why? The way you are doing, you are not tired. What you do more? Message here, you go home and go and start again because you can't be feeling
genuinely tired.
Number three, what's number one? Name it and be sincere with it. Number two, be genuinely tired. Number three, now go and genuinely repent. Genuinely repent. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 10. He said, godly sorrow worketh out repentance to salvation. Not the repented salvation, not to be repented of. For the sorrow of this world worketh death. Genuine repentance. Not the one you say, girl, I have answered many several altar calls. Altar call is not equal to dealing with it. What did I say? Altar call is not equal to coming out. At this level, you are what? Genuinely repenting. God, I am tired. You cry to God for help. 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 Genuinely. 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 Now, I'm going to tell you how I came out. And I'm going to share last scripture and I'm going to pray. When I was going to come out of masturbation and pornography, number one, I was tired. I give it a name. I am masturbating. I have a problem. How many of you have masturbated before or you are still masturbating and you have answered altar calls for this and it has not stopped? Raise up your hand. Just raise it. You are addicted to something. You have answered altar call and it has not stopped yet. After the altar call. Can I have somebody like me? I did altar call several times. Thank you. Thank you. Any other person? I am in this service. Thank you. I am in this service because of you. I am in this service because of you. I was genuinely tired. I genuinely repented. But I discovered there is something more than repenting. I was genuinely tired. I have given it a name. But there was something more than repenting. Why? Because after repentance, I go back. Why am I going back? I don't know. When I want to start it, I am helpless. I forget all the message I have heard. I forgot all the impartation. I forgot what the pastor has preached. And I'm helpless. Because why? What I'm addressing is a king and I'm a servant. A servant cannot win a king except you rise up to the stature of a king. It takes king to deal with a king. And not just any king, a higher king. There are some kings they are fighting. When a first class upper is talking, a second class upper keep quiet. And until you grow to the level of that first class upper, you cannot rise with him. When Oni is talking, only people like Alaafin can open their mouth. And hear me, hear me. Even the Alaafin cannot talk when Oni is talking. But you can't compare the king of Ikorodu when talking when Oni is talking. You have to keep quiet. Why a servant? After repentance, you cannot win. Why? What you are fighting is the king. But I've come to tell you how to enter into your kingship. You can't win number two. Repent, you will not know me. To watch his foot on the fire, do like in England. So, it takes a king to win a king. Pastor, show me this king. Show me. Romans chapter 1, chapter 6. We are doing from verse 1 to the end. Romans chapter 6. This is how to enter your kingship. Church, let's read. Want to go? What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Verse 2. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? How do I become a king? Realize you are dead. How do I become a king? Realize what? Say I'm dead. Can a dead man have resurrection? How do you know you are dead? Show me Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. We are still coming back here. Galatians 2:20. Church, let's read. I am crucified. What is farming by religious? What is food? Nevertheless, I live. But what? Yet not I, but Christ. Are you living? But the life which I now live now in flesh. Remember, serves flesh. I'm not living by lust. I'm living by what? The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So, am I dead? Am I not dead? I'm a dead man. And how am I living? I'm not living by lust again. I am living by Christ. Until you understand that Daniel is dead, Christ is alive. You cannot overcome. Hear me? Jesus died, Christ resurrected. Until you understand that Daniel died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and Christ is the one living now, you can overcome. Daniel can masturbate, Christ cannot. Daniel can watch pornography, Christ cannot watch it. Say I'm dead. Say I'm dead. Say I'm dead. Do you know what? You have to tell your body. The next time the thought comes, hey, come. Dead man, don't do this. Let's go back. Romans chapter 6. Romans 6, let's go back there. Romans 6. No, verse 3. Verse 3. Church, look at your dead status. Verse 3. Read, read. There are so many of us who were baptized into Jesus Christ. We're baptized into. The day you accept Jesus, you will die. Devil did not want you to know this news. He didn't want you to know that you are dead. The day you accept Jesus, they sign your death certificate. Verse 4. Show me verse 4.
Hallelujah.
But in that place, by that time, my body is still active. So the time I will sleep here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yet my clock has changed. Automatically your phone changed time, but your brain didn't change time. You are dead, but you are not aware. So your body is responding to living things. Just let's read. Where to go? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into what? That like Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so. After the third day, we were raised together. Not that life, but in what? Newness of life. Next verse. For if we have been planted together in likeness of his death, we shall be also in likeness of his resurrection. Next verse. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Has he been crucified? Crucified, is it present or past tense? Remember, they call it old man because he's older than you. Why did they crucify it? Read. My be an expert. Serve, servants. Sin, king. We are servants, serving the king, causing. Why? Because we didn't know we are crucified. Next verse. For he that is dead. He that is dead. Out of sin operates three categories of sin. Loss of the flesh, loss of the eyes, loss of the word. Out of sin, loss operates. Loss grow to sin, sin grow to death. He that is dead is sin. You are sinning because you are alive. Tell your neighbor, die. Say die. Now, go to next verse. Is somebody getting blessed? Next verse. Now, if we be dead, we cry. We believe that we shall live with him. Next verse. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead, died no more. Death had no more dominion over him. Next verse. For he that he died unto sin once. But he that he liveth unto God. Next verse. Likewise, reckon ye yourself also. To be dead indeed unto. Come to discover that I am dead unto sin. Meaning, I cannot sin. Why? I don't have capacity to sin. I am dead. But what? Alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Next verse. Therefore, reign in your mortal body. Remember, if they are committed fornication, sin against his whole body, that he should obey it. Why are you obeying? It's your father. Obey it in the what? Sin. Lost. Next verse. Nega, yield your members as instrument of on. But unto what? But yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto. Jesus. Is this in your own Bible? Why are you not reading it? Next verse, let's go there. For sin shall not have dominion. Remember, I taught you, dominion is for the king who has a domain. Your body is devil's domain. That's why it's having dominion. Over you, for ye are not under law but grace. Next verse. What then shall we sin because we are under grace? But under law, God forbid. But under grace, God forbid. Next verse. Read, want to go. Thou whom servant to obey is servant ye are to whom you obey. Can you see where you are finished? You are the servant of sin. Why? Because you are obeying sin. What happens? Whether of sin unto death or obedience unto. Who are you obeying? Pornography. Sin is your father. Next verse. But louder, let's read it. We're servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that from that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. Next verse. Being then made free, ye became. Somebody say, I'm free. Say, I'm free. Let me make you understand this as we close. You are made free from sin. How? 2,000 years ago, when he died, I died with him. They did my burial. Now I'm living. Not me, but Christ is living in me. How do I overcome this addiction? How? How? Let me tell you my experience. One day, when I realized this, after genuinely repenting, and I keep going back, I stumbled on this, and I said, wow, sin. You can't share me. We did something in psychology. An elephant, a fence was put around an elephant. So anytime the elephant wants to go out, the fence will stop the elephant. After a while, they remove the fence. But the elephant didn't go out. Why? Because the elephant think that there is a fence. Do you know why you're falling? You think you can't arbitrate. You think you are helpless. So the day I got this fact, I said to myself, wow, I'm free. I'm free. What is the devil's strategy? It comes by lust. So what do? Kill it before it goes to sin. Kill it. What do? I stop all unnecessary conversations with any lady. I asked myself a question, Daniel, what excites you sexually? I said, ladies, chat and call with me. I stop all their calls. Any lady from 8 o'clock, I stop picking their calls. Why? I am a king. I can't obey you. Number two, I stop internet. Remember, anything you do for 21 days, you overcome it. It becomes a garbage. I stop internet. Number three, I stop watching all television programs. All. All. And I tell myself, hey, come. I'm a king here. Who I obey, I'll be servant. I prefer to obey righteousness and be servant of God. I stop everything. So one day, I was in the bedroom, taking my bath. I stopped for a while because I stopped masturbating. I stopped everything because I stopped everything that was bringing the thoughts. Internet, I stopped. I stopped watching internet. Everything, I stopped. And I told myself, my hand, you will never go down again. So one day, election stood and I lifted up my hands. I said, if you like, kill yourself. I am a king here. Remember, it is a battle. And you must be willing to fight. It won't just go easily. I lifted up my hands. I said, God, as long as this hand is taking me, you keep going down. The thing stood. After the thing said that I not touch him, the thing go down. I said, what's your name? I was telling the body, You can't decide what I do. I decide what you do. Sometimes I will have desire of watching pornography. I say, no. No. You can't tell me what to watch. I tell myself what to watch. I switch off the TV. My body is doing this, but my spirit is doing the will. One is stronger than the other. And one day, finally, the day I will kill masturbation. I was in the bedroom. As I was taking my bed, suddenly my hand mistakenly touched my manhood. And the thing rise again. And I was saying, there is soap in your hand. Go there again. And I said, you are stupid. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Praise God! Hallelujah! As I was shouting, it was coming down. That was it by the shout, wall of Jericho came down flat. I created a different atmosphere. Devil brought a romantic atmosphere. I brought a fanatic atmosphere. Anytime the desire comes, change the atmosphere. The atmosphere is mood, is doing emotional. Change it to fanatic. You cannot be serious. Matalakata, you can't try it. You can't try it. Anytime the desire comes, before the desire goes to sin, attack it. Kill it from small. That's the secret. Anytime the atmosphere is coming, I change the atmosphere. It's not time to read the Bible. It's time to shout. It's time to quote the scripture. And we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testament. I said, Satan, have you forgotten I'm dead? Erection. You can't give me direction. Dead men don't have erection. Come on, go down now. Go down now. And he said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why? I understood I'm a king. King, take dominion. Take dominion. Anytime desire for pornography comes, before it goes, attack it. Take dominion. Take dominion. Deal with it from that level. Why? Remember, I am dead. Remember, I am a king. Remember, I overcame. Remember, 2,000 years ago, I'm no longer a servant of pornography. I'm no longer a servant of sin. So you cannot overcome me. Shout it out. You don't say, you're just going to shame you. What do you do? Shout. I understand the power in shouting. I started screaming in my room. I scream in my bedroom. When I'm on the set, get out! Are you mad? I'm okay. Why? Remember, you are made what? Free. Somebody say I'm free. Somebody say I'm free. So after your freedom, you activate your freedom by shouting. And hear me, let me close with this. What do you shout? Don't shout your words, shout the scripture. Shout the scripture. Go and memorize this scripture. Shout it. Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper. Learn the scripture. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. The more you eat it, the more you overcome. So when the thought comes, what do you do? Emit it. Lalio. Boga de. Get out! I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not hard. Baba, calm down. Why? I was dead 2,000 years ago. You cannot come alive now again. What has been burning cannot come up again. Hey, come! You did not rise up. Christ rose up. And Christ cannot do this. Go down now! It's the one. And hear this. To leave an addiction, go to an addiction. To leave an addiction, what do? Go to an addiction. You like masturbation. Right? Can you go to studying the scriptures? The same intensity, divert it. You like pornography? Can you start watching messages, videos of miracles? What you feed your spirit with will determine whether you win in the battle. I started buying books. I started devouring scriptures. I started hearing worship songs. You can't be watching the video and not masturbate. What you are watching is what is affecting you. Can you change your message? Can you change what you are watching? What you are listening to, faith coming by hearing, including bad faith. If it is sex you are hearing, you want to have it.
Can you change your message? Plug your earpiece here. Under the atmosphere, this thing cannot rise. Because this thing obeyed the word. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are alive. So this was carried spirit. It can devour any other key. Can you change your message? Change what you see. Change what you hear. Change what you think about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Can you start thinking the scriptures? Can you start thinking heaven? Can you start thinking the world? Can you start thinking revival? You cannot be thinking revival and be going to masturbate. Why? Because revival and masturbation are not together. Can you start watching Benny Hinn videos? Can you start watching? Watch Kenneth Hagin. Watch CLS Ball. Watch Ketri Kuma. Watch Enechi. You cannot feed with these videos and masturbation is coming. Where is it coming from? That devil is a bastard. You cannot be hearing Seman. You cannot be hearing Daddy Jew. You cannot be hearing Enechi. You cannot be hearing Peter. I want to remain number. What are you saying? It is what you hear that you are. Change your music. Go to Chris Devon. Go to Lawrence Oyo. What are you hearing? What are you hearing? Can you change your message? Can you change what you hear? Change your side.
Must you go to our site on Facebook? Go to Google. Download all miracles by Kentry Kuma. Feed on it. Feed on it. Feed on it. Listen to Duke Oyeko. You can't hear cake. I don't
What are you listening to? What are you watching? What are you thinking? Can you think revival? Can you think fire? Can you think the kingdom? You cannot be thinking this thing. I want to pornography.
What? From where? You can't take two doses of preserver and remain over. You keep watching the video. Olumide, Olamide, all of them. What are you watching? What are you thinking? What are you hearing? These are the three portals to your life. What you hear, what you see, what you think. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the heart. Change. I stop watching all worldly music. I stop watching all movies. Nollywood cannot better my life. Only Ghostwood will better my life. You can't be watching Ghost is not dead and you want to be masturbating. You can't be watching War Room and not go to war. What are you saying? What are you watching? I'm a lost one. Tietibai. 1,000. Who knows me? What are you hearing? Change your message. Anytime the thoughts come, respond with Rekabakayakata. And that is not time to be silenced. That is the time to shout it. That is the time to be aggressive. The kingdom of God suffered violence. And the violence taken by force. Anything that want to affect my spirituality, attack it by force. Can you rise up on your feet? Attack it by force. 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 He had a daughter. He had a daughter. He had a daughter. Attack it. What are you hearing? What are you watching? What are you seeing? Be aggressive! Be aggressive! Devil, enough is enough! I am a king! I can't obey you again! Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I am a king. I can't obey you again. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Amen. I have overspent our time. You are here? You want to break free from any addiction? Come forward. Come, come. You want to break free from any addiction? Come here. Come here. Anyone? Anyone? Any addiction? Come.
Lose your hold.
Lose your hope. Lose your hope. Amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands. Everybody. Say devil. Hear me. I can't say devil. Hear me. I'm a king. I understand my right. I died with Christ 2,000 years ago. I was buried with him. You can't come now and reign here. There is no space for you here. Devil, out now. Out. 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 I decree freedom for you. I decree freedom for you. Out. Panemos. I decree freedom forever. Out. Out. Freedom. Freedom. Out. Forever. Freedom. Forever. I break the yoke. I break the yoke out forever. Out. I break the yoke forever. Forever. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken forever. The yoke is broken forever. It's broken forever. It's broken forever. I break the yoke forever. Out. Devil. Out. I break the yoke forever. I break the yoke forever. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken forever. Out. 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 Forever. Forever. Out. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken forever. Receive freedom. Receive freedom. Receive freedom forever. 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 Receive freedom. Forever. The yoke is broken. The yoke is broken. Forever. 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 It's broken. The yoke is broken. Forever. 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 The yoke is broken.
For another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word. For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms at Daniel Olawande. Stay blessed.